In the last year, nearly half of all grocery stores in London have been the victim of violent crime simply for refusing an underage sale. The figures for some parts of the country are even worse, with 58% in the Midlands, 57% in the North East, and 53% in Wales. Retailers have had their stores stormed by gangs, been attacked with broken bottles, and shop goods thrown at them for refusing to serve underage customers. Up to 11% of retailers have been violently attacked, with 1 in 10 incidents resulting in personal injury.
Depending on their age, if they're young, and especially if they've already had alcohol and want more alcohol, then they can be quite aggressive, very rude, not tolerant to that's the law. Not a very nice situation to be in. I feel quite vulnerable sometimes. The fact that if we're caught selling to underage, it's not only the company that get prosecuted and fined. I could actually get fined, possibly lose my job. We risk quite a lot, our safety, our job. I think we deserve to have more support. Definitely there needs to be more of an accent on that we're not there to be abused. It's the law.
Diane Howes, manager of Tesco's New Oscott, Birmingham. Not surprisingly, 79% of retailers say that they need more support from the government in tackling the problems, with more understanding from trading standards.
So I've worked in the same bar for like 2.5 years, and every situation has been dealt with the same. Most customers get rude to the staff members, which doesn't help the situation, as they usually end up banned from the premises. It makes me quite angry, but I can't do anything about it because I can't really react to their aggression. And I don't think there's enough punishment on underage drinkers, so they feel they can get away with it because the police are rarely called when any situations happen. And more law regulations need to be put in place, and they need to think about the protection of the staff.
Percy Sands, manager at Bonds Bar, Tamworth. Lord Foulkes, Labour peer, said they are upholding the law that we pass when speaking of retail workers who prevent people from buying alcohol and cigarettes when underage or intoxicated.
I'm deeply disappointed that someone who eloquently argues the case that there should be a special offence of assault of a police officer should not also agree that that should also apply to shop workers who are apprehending criminals on behalf of the police, effectively, because they are doing that same job that police are doing, and they ought to have the same, I think they ought to have the same kind of treatment.
He went on to say that the assaults on these workers are especially traumatic. People then have to go back and continue to work each day in the same situation in which they were attacked. Foulkes introduced an amendment designed to create a new offence covering attacks on a worker in the course of their employment. Home Office Minister Lord Taylor of Holbeach tried to persuade peers that a new offence was not necessary, arguing that there is already ample protection in the law and the emphasis should be on ensuring it is enforced. The amendment was not pushed forward.